This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. I've been receiving calls about soybean aphids over the past week and wanted to discuss some guidelines moving forward into the second half of August. First, there are three numbers I want you to remember, 250, 80, and 6. These numbers are the numbers you use to decide if you need to spray for soybean aphids. The economic threshold is 250 aphids per plant on greater than 80% of the plants in a field with an increasing population prior to the full seed R6 growth stage. This threshold is low enough to allow you 5 to 7 day window for an insecticide application to occur before you actually start to lose money or an economic injury occurs. This is because aphids can double their population every 2 to 5 days, so the threshold is actually lower than the economic injury level. It takes about 21 days for soybeans to move from the beginning seed R5 growth stage to the full seed R6 growth stage. This year, soybeans with a relative maturity of about 2.7 planted the third week of May would reach the R6 growth stage by about the last day of August this year. The economic threshold at these early R6 growth stage or full seed growth stage is about 400 to 500 aphids per plant instead of the 250 we used earlier prior to this growth stage. When scouting for aphids, you need to check about 20 to 30 random plants across the field to get a good idea of what aphid pressure you have. I know many beans are tall, partially lodged, or planted in narrow rows, which makes it very difficult to scout, but do the best you can. Again, remember the economic threshold is 250 aphids per plant on greater than 80% of the plants in a field with an increasing population of soybean aphids prior to the R6 full seed growth stage. For more information on determining soybean growth stages and scouting soybean aphids, please call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.